Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this iOS 6 demonstration. In this demonstration, I want to show you how to use the Do Not Disturb feature in iOS 6, which basically restricts incoming calls to specific people, and by default, that is specific people in your favourites in your contacts. So let me say that I've currently got my iPhone turned on. In this case, it's my iPhone 4S. VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at my home screen. I've also got hints turned off in VoiceOver. So to enable some of the features in the Do Not Disturb feature, we need to get into the Notifications Center, and that's actually different from just the toggle in the main settings screen that just turns the Do Not Disturb feature on or off. So let me find the settings icon on my iPhone home screen. And we all know, of course, with VoiceOver, it's a one finger flick left and right to move item by item, or drag your finger around the screen, and then of course once you find the item, a one finger double tap to activate. So I'll do that now to get to my settings icon. Touch the screen.
New stand folder, zero items.
And it's going to do one finger flick to the right to find my settings icon.
iTunes, App Store, settings.
Okay, one finger double tap to activate.
Settings, iBooks, button, settings, heading.
Okay, touch the top of the screen, one finger flick to the right.
Airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, personal hotspot, carrier, do not disturb, off.
Okay, that's the toggle to turn the do not disturb on or off. We don't want that at the moment. One finger flick to the right.
Notifications, button.
Okay, there's notifications button, one finger double tap.
Notifications. Settings, back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Notifications, heading, edit, button. Swipe down from the top of the screen to view notification center, heading, do not disturb, button.
And that's what we want to use, do not disturb, one finger double tap.
Do not disturb, notifications, back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Do not disturb, heading. When do not disturb is enabled, calls and alerts that arrive while locked will be silenced, and a moon icon will appear in the status bar. Heading.
One finger flick to the right again.
Scheduled. On.
Now at the moment, I've actually got my schedules turned on, mainly due to the fact that I've got it restricted for the default, which is 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning.
From 10 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay,
button.
It says in the button. If I do a one finger double tap on that, it'll bring up the time function. So let me just one finger double tap quickly on that.
Quiet hours. Do not disturb. Back button.
Okay, so that's called quiet hours. So one finger flick to the right.
Quiet hours. Heading. Selected. From 10 p.m. button. To 7 a.m. button. 10 o'clock. Picker item. Adjustable.
Yeah, of course, because 10 a.m. is currently selected on the first group, I can adjust it. So if I do a one finger flick down.
9 o'clock.
I'll change it down to 9 p.m. One finger back to the left.
To 7 a.m. Selected. From 9 p.m. Button.
Okay, so I've confirmed that it's already changed. One finger flick to the right.
To 7 a.m. Button.
One finger double tap on that.
Selected.
One.
To 7 a.m.
Now I can do one finger flick to the right again.
7 o'clock. Picker item. Okay. Adjustable.
And I'm going to change that to 8. So one finger flick up.
8 o'clock.
Okay, and if I one finger flick back to the left.
Selected. To 8 a.m. Button.
One finger flick back to the left again.
From 9 p.m. Button.
Okay, so I've changed it from 9 p.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning now, so that people are not in my, as I said, my default favourites contacts. My phone, if it's locked, will go just to my voicemail in my case. Okay, so let me just do a two-finger scrub to go back.
Do not disturb. Notifications. Back button.
Okay, one finger flick to the right again.
Do not disturb. Heading. When do not disturb is enabled, calls and alerts that arrive while locked will be silenced, and a moon icon will appear in the status bar. Scheduled. On. From. 9 p.m. to 8 a.m. Button.
One finger flick to the right again, and we can tell that's now set for that time.
Allow calls from. Favorites. Button.
Now, allow call from favorites, that's by default. But you can set up groups if you want to, so that the Do Not Disturb will still allow calls through for specific groups, such as family, friends, work, etc. One finger flick to the right again.
Incoming calls from your favorites will not be silenced. Heading. Repeated calls. On.
Okay, repeated calls are on.
When enabled, a second call from the same person within 3 minutes will not be silenced. Heading.
Okay, so repeated call from the same person will not be silenced within 3 minutes. And that's it. Okay, so I've basically got mine set up. So I've got my schedule turned on. For me, now it's from 9 p.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning. I've selected the group by default, which is people in my favourites list can still call me if my phone is locked. But I haven't yet enabled Do Not Disturb. So let me now do a two-finger scrub to go back to the previous settings screen.
Notifications. Settings. Back button.
And two-finger scrub again to go back.
Settings. Heading.
Okay, now back in the main settings screen. One finger flick to the right.
Airplane, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, personal hot carrier. Do Not Disturb. Off.
Okay, it's now currently off. If I toggle it, one finger double tap.
On.
I've now got Do Not Disturb on. So if I go to my phone next to me, now at the moment my phone's unlocked. So if I make a phone call now. My phone should ring. Okay, so my phone's ringing. I'm just going to hang up.
Settings.
Okay, now let me make another phone call, but I'm actually now going to lock my screen.
Screen locked.
Okay, so my screen's now locked. Now, because it's in lock mode, that means Do Not Disturb is now activated. So if I dial my phone number again, I should just go straight to my voicemail, because this phone number that I'm calling from is not in my Do Not Disturb favourite contacts. So I'll make a phone call again.
You've reached the voicemail box.
Okay, and it's gone straight, I'll just hang up, to my voicemail. And I tried this out before with my wife calling me. Of course, she's in my favourites list for some odd reason. And it came straight through ringing normally. Now, if you want to check whether your Do Not Disturb is actually on or off, you can also verify that from your status menu. So let me just unlock my phone.
111. Slide to unlock. Settings.
Now remember, it's still in my settings screen, so just to be nice and tidy, I'm going to press my home button to go back to my main home screen.
Settings.
Okay, so let me touch on my status line just below the little speaker at the top of my iPhone.
1:12 p.m. Status bar item.
One finger flick to the left.
Do Not Disturb.
Okay, so I know now that I've got Do Not Disturb on. Of course, if I toggled it off again in the settings main screen, it wouldn't come up on my status line. So that's basically the Do Not Disturb feature. So by default, it's people that are actually in your favourites, in your contacts, in your favourites group. And the fact that when people call you, if they're in your favourites list, then the phone will ring. If they're not in your favourites list and your phone is locked, it will basically not ring. And in my case, it goes to my voicemail. So a very, very cool feature. And if you're worried about the favourites group business, the easiest way to just do your favourites group is when you go into your contacts, is just to add a person to your favourites list. And you can verify what people are in your favourites list, of course, by going into your phone app, going to favourites on the bottom tab, and then you can look at what people's names and all their associated phone numbers are in that favourites grouping. So that concludes this demonstration of the Do Not Disturb feature in iOS 6. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.